Delighted to have our brother, Mr. Phil Harton, who, as has been said, he looks after our Monday night and children's meeting here, and also on the Tuesday night, he has big input in there as well, and his wife would help Heather on a Thursday morning with the mums and tots. Phil is our guest speaker today. Very happy to have him, and we're going to let him come forward and speak to you now. Thank you.
Well, it's really good to be here this morning, and it was great just to hear the boys and girls all taking part. I thought they all done really well. Let's give them another round of applause. That was brilliant. And here's the thing. You might be, well, I suppose this is a little thing from the Philippines. This, I had the privilege of being over in the Philippines and working with young people and with a team. And in the Philippines, with Uncle Noel, who's the pastor over there, he would tell people to turn around in their Sunday service, greet the people behind you, say hello, welcome them. If you have to get up, go and do that. But say hello to someone that maybe you've never said hello to before. So just take a wee minute, turn around, say hello, shake a person's hand beside you. All right. Go and say hello. If you need to do that, you do that. That's brilliant. We want you all to feel really welcome this morning, okay? All right. Put your hand up if no one shook your hand. I have to make sure we get your hand shook this morning. Okay, so, there you go. I nearly forgot to shake anybody's hand. He just reminded me. Shake of hands, brilliant. It's good to be here this afternoon now, almost. And what we want to do, we have got five things, boys and girls, just five. I nearly put 10 up there, but five things that we're going to look at now. I need some help this morning. I'm looking for someone who's their arms folded, who's listening up, and well, we've got five tens. And I wonder what could be in these five tens. But today we're here, and we're here to remember a wonderful time of the year. What is the time of year? Can someone put their hand up and tell me now? Heather over here has got some sweets. And there's also, what do you see in this bag, Heather? I have some of these as well. Look at those. Chocolate coins. Has Mr. Brown got his arms folded? There we go. All right. He has. You see that? Okay. So we're going to pick out some people. So put your hand up. What's the special time of year why we're here even today? So, Heller, do you want to pick someone there? Let's see who we're going to get. Okay. It's Easter time. Yes, that deserves a prize. Easter time. Now, what is Easter? I've been in some primary schools over this last few weeks, and I've asked this question. What is Easter? And lots of different answers, but I wonder today, can anyone tell me the real answer? What is Easter? What is it all about? Let's see. Let's see. What do you think? Eat chocolate? Okay. Some people eat chocolate. Anybody else?
Jesus died on the cross.
Shh. Wait here. I think you know it. Go.
It's the
Passover.
And Jesus died at this time.
And the Passover? This is good.
He rose again 3 days later.
Jesus died at this time and he rose again 3 days later. Anybody over here going to tell us? What were you going to tell us? Okay, there was another special day when Jesus was born. Okay, but we're thinking about the one that you mentioned there. The one that you mentioned about Easter time, that Jesus came into this world and then he died on a cross and then he rose again. We've been singing about that. Listen, let me ask you another question. And this is our big question for today. And this is the one that we're going to try and find out the answer to today. We're going to investigate it. And we're going to try and find out the answer to who put Jesus to death. Who did it? Who put Jesus to death? I wonder. I'm not going to take any answers for this one just yet because we're going to look and we're going to find some evidence. And we're going to look at this from the Bible and we're going to see who it was or who did it. Listen. Boys and girls, I was asking someone about this, and I was thinking of this, who did it, and apparently there was something on TV years ago, And it was asking this question, who done it? Now, I would be too young to remember that. But is there anybody here remembers that? You want to put your hand up? Well, I'm sorry, I don't remember it. But listen, the question is, who done it? Listen, what we're going to do, we're going to look at this first hymn. And I have five of them, but I have to move pretty quickly. And I wonder if I've got a volunteer to open this one. A volunteer. Let's see. Volunteer. Let's see. Do you want to open it this time? Come on up. Let's see if it's tight. Oh, okay. Right. Right. There we go. Right. So it's not too tight. So you take it both in your hands. What you don't drop it. You open it up. What's in it? What's it going to be? Oh. Do you want to hold this up? You hold it up. I'll take the tin to give you a hand free. Look. What could this be? Oh. I think you deserve a sweet. Yes, there's a chocolate coin for you. Well done, Gammy. Listen, I've got something here. Now, it might not have been this colour, but listen, this is called a tassel. I want you to say tassel after two. One, two.
Tassel.
Okay, a tassel. And what was a tassel? Well, a tassel, it was worn by the religious leaders in Jesus' day. In fact, some still wear it today. And they even wear it on their robes. Okay? So this reminds us that it was perhaps worn on a prayer shawl. It was worn on the garments of the religious leaders. Now, can anyone think about who the religious leaders were? When we think about this time of year, we think about Easter. The religious leaders that were there. We're going to put a verse up on screen and we're going to find out a little bit just about them. If you look on your screens here, or you can look it up in your Bible, and we're going to read from God's Word. And it simply says in Matthew 26, verse 3 and 4, "Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes, the elders of the people," these were the leaders, boys and girls, "unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas." Who was the high priest? What was his name? Who was listening? Do you see? Who? Well done, Caiaphas. So there they are gathered, and it tells us that they got together, they consulted, that they might take Jesus and kill him. Listen, what were the religious leaders then? The tassel reminds us of the very first one. It reminds us of the religious leaders. Now, put your hand up for a coin and tell me, only if you know, what were the religious leaders wanting to do? What does it tell us in the Bible? What the Heather, do you want to pick someone there? Someone different this time? Let's see. Who have we got?
This boy at the end of St. Joe.
Yes. Go for it. Exactly right. It tells us up here. We can see it. And in the Bible. It's from God's Word. It says they consulted together and they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. So I wonder, did they do it? Listen. Listen. Many religious people, boys and girls, did you know this? That not just way back in Jesus' time, but even today, there are many religious people, and they say that Jesus was just a good man. He was only a good man. Or some other religious people tell us, well, he was only a prophet. He was only a prophet. That's what some people tell us today. Some even dare to say he was not the Savior. And these are religious people, so-called. And we're reminded of the religious people by this tassel all those years ago. And even those religious people, they were planning to... What were they going to do, boys and girls, over here? Let's see if you get it. They were planning to...
Kill him.
Kill him, okay. Say it after 3, 1, 2.
Kill him.
Okay. So that's the religious leaders. That's the religious leaders. And we can see how wrong they were. And how wrong the things were that they were planning. Well, listen, the Bible makes it clear who Jesus really was and is today, boys and girls. Someone asked that question. Someone asked the question. And we're going to come back to that in a wee minute. In fact, it was Peter who asked the question. And Peter asked the question, boys and girls, to Jesus himself. And he was talking to Jesus, and Jesus asked him this: "Whom do you say that I am? Who do you say I am?" Peter, who you say I am? And here was Peter's answer. Peter got it right. What do you hear? Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Son of the living God. God's Son. The Son that had been promised. The Messiah. Well, who's got their arms folded? Can I ask you a question at the end of this first one? Can I ask you a question? Mums and dads, parents, family members, friends here today. Can I ask you the question? Who do you say Jesus is? Is he the Son of God? Do you trust, do you believe that what he said he is? He's the Son of God. The Son of the living God. There's a challenge in that for us all today to think about this question. The religious leaders denied Jesus was the Son of God. And they wanted to get rid of him. So that's the first thing, boys and girls. The first thing was the tassel reminds us of the religious leaders. What does it remind us of? Brilliant. You've got the first one. Well done. So the religious leaders, listen, they were there. They were involved. But the next one is another one. Who's going to come up for this one? Quickly. Someone different this time will have. Do you want to come up? Yes, okay. It's too tight. Oh, it's not. It's okay. Right, here we go. So, can you open this one up? Because we're going to find out a little more evidence here. Okay, so what have we got? Oh, do you want to hold that up?
Coin.
A coin. It's a coin. Now, the coins weren't like this. But the coins were... Hold on a wee second. Would you like one of them? Oh, you've got one. You see, the coins, boys and girls, there wasn't one, two, three, or four. Oh, you're going to tell us, are you?
There were 10 silver coins.
10 silver coins? Not quite. What?
30.
30 pieces of silver, boys and girls. What's that all about? Now, listen. We're going to look up on the screen again. Watching the screen. And you will see there, as it comes up on the screen, you will read about a man called Judas. What was his name?
Judas.
And we're going to think about him just for a little second. You see, Judas reminds us that Jesus was betrayed by a man. His name was Judas, and he was betrayed. How much coins, how many coins, I should say, were the religious leaders going to give Judas for betraying Jesus? How many?
30.
How many?
30.
Oh, let's ask all the older people. See if they know. Okay, so you stay nice and quiet. Older people, we'll call you all the teenagers. Can you tell me how many pieces of silver after two? One, two.
30.
Shh, you're supposed to be quiet. I don't know if they got that or not. But listen, we'll ask them another question in a wee minute, so well done. Okay, 30 pieces of silver for Jesus was betrayed for. And Judas asks the question, can you picture the scene, boys and girls? There it tells us in the Bible. And he goes to those religious leaders. He meets with them in secret. And he asks the question, what will you give me? What will you give me? Oh, that tells us a lot about Judas, doesn't it? You see, he was asking, what will you give me? Judas, he was interested not so much in the Lord Jesus. He was interested in the money. In the money. Exactly right. He was interested in that. You see, over 500 years previously, boys and girls, in the Bible, you can read about this particular part of our story, our truth this morning. And it was told by Zechariah, or it's recorded in Zechariah. And it tells us, so they weighed my price 30 pieces of silver. You see, God knew all about this, boys and girls, what was going to happen. Listen, the coins remind us this morning that Judas was not a true friend, but his best friend was money. Money. You see, when I think about that this morning, I wonder, are you a good friend? I wonder, are you a true friend? Or if someone said to you, you know what? See if you say something about that girl over there or that boy over there, and I'll give you a fiver if you do that. Would you be tempted to do it?
No.
We might be tempted, but would you give in? Would you? Or are you a true friend this morning? You see, the Lord Jesus is a true friend, boys and girls. He would not betray you. He will not let you down. And today, we're learning about him. But I want us to focus a little moment on Judas. You see, Judas, his real friend, was money. He lived for the money. In fact, he was not listening to God. Who would he have been listening to? Who would have been encouraging him to betray the Lord Jesus, the one that was supposed to be his friend? Now, who do you think? Damn it. Who? Well, the money, yeah. Who was it was whispering in his ear, as it were? You should take the money. Look what you could do with all this. Oh, you could be rich. Oh, what do you think? Who could it be? Oh, the bad people who killed Jesus. Well, who was encouraging the bad people that killed Jesus? Who? Exactly right. Well done. Can you catch this? Brilliant. Sorry. You'll get the next one. Listen, not only did Judas just live for himself, but Judas betrayed Jesus, boys and girls, and he was not listening to God, but he was listening to the devil. And boys and girls, even today, you know, he still, it tells us, goes about like a roaring lion. He wants us to do the very opposite of what God wants us to do. God wants us to trust him. You see, I've got this one here. This is our third one. So, let's see, quickly. We'll go right to here. Do you want to come up? Here, what football team do you support? No. Oh, Man United? Okay. I'll forgive you for that. Okay, so, oh, hold on, I've opened it. Don't do that. Right, you're going to open it and then take it out. Take out what it is. Oh, what's this? Oh, let's see. Oh, get a sweep. What's this? What is this? It's like a bowl or like a basin. And you know what this reminds us of, boys and girls? This is another little reminder of the Easter message. It reminds us of a Roman governor. His name was called Pilate. What was his name?
Pilate.
His name was Pilate. And in Matthew chapter 27, we can see what Pilate, or we can read about what Pilate done. What's this basin all about? What's it remind us of? Well, it says, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, so here he is questioning Jesus in front of all the people, but rather a tumult, or the people were beginning to shout out at Pilate. And he took water, it says, this is Pilate, and he washed his hands. Boys and girls, what did he do? He washed his hands. He washed his hands, and he says, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. I am innocent. Do you think, boys and girls, could Pilate have released Jesus? He could. He was the governor. He was in charge. He could have released Jesus, but he didn't. He didn't. And he tried to say, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. Was he innocent, boys and girls?
No,
he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Listen, when we think about Pilate, he knew the right thing to do. But instead of releasing Jesus, who was innocent, who had never sinned and could not sin, he asked the people instead of doing what's right. He asked the people. You know, boys and girls, when we know the truth and we know the right thing to do, we should do the right thing. Isn't that right? Look, sometimes you're in school. And in school, sometimes your teacher will say, listen, I want you to get your books out and I want you to write this down. Well, what do you do?
Do it.
You write it. You know what's the right thing to do. You just do it because you are obeying them. Listen, we should do the right thing and not by influence, boys and girls, by those around us. Because sometimes people encourage us to do wrong things. And we're reminded again how the devil, he was trying to influence Judas. And you know, boys and girls, we will always be responsible for our actions and not the actions of others. We will have to give answer ourselves someday. And at the end of our lives, boys and girls, mums and dads, everyone here this morning, at the very end of our lives, we will give an account, the Bible says. We will give an account for our actions, not for someone else's. not for someone else's. Pilate asked the people, "What shall we do with Jesus?" And the people cried out, "Crucify him." What did they cry out? "Crucify him." And Pilate listened to the people and he released onto them Jesus. In fact, there was a man called Barabbas, isn't that right? And they released Barabbas, who was a criminal, instead of Jesus, who was innocent. Listen, I've one more ten, two more tens. I better move fast. This is a big one. Listen, you all listening carefully? What do you hear? Okay. Who are we going for this time? Let's see. Who could do it this time? There's a girl there. Yes, do you want to come up? Yeah, come on ahead, quickly. Here we go. So what's this one? Oh, right, can you open that? It's tough. Oh, you got it, no problem. Right, can you hold it up? Hold it up so everyone can see. Hold it up so they can all see.
Hammer.
Well, what's this?
Hammer.
Okay. And let's see. What? Can you hold a hammer? What do I see? Look. What's that? One, two, three. What's that?
Nails.
Right, listen. You go and get a prize. Listen. This is very important. You see, boys and girls, listen. We've been thinking about... Wait a wee second. I know you guys know some of this. But it was the Roman soldiers, boys and girls, that this reminds us about. This hammer and these nails remind us about the Roman soldiers. You see, they were there that day as well. And that day, it tells us in the Bible, and you will see up here, and it tells us that they crucified him. They put Jesus on the cross. They nailed his hands and his feet. Jesus, the innocent one. And it seems, boys and girls, that Jesus has been defeated. It seems that all hope is gone now. The one who was the Messiah, was come as the Messiah, it seems that he's going to die. But boys and girls, listen. He would die. But do you think, could Jesus do anything about that? Well, listen, boys and girls, listen. He allowed the Roman soldiers to nail him to that cross and to put him on that cross. And it tells us there that even those Roman soldiers, can you picture them at the cross? And there they're gambling over Jesus' garments. This was foretold hundreds of years previous in the Old Testament. That tells us that this was going to happen. Now it was happening. Listen, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Cast lots is just really gambling. And they were gambling to see who would get the clothing of Jesus. Boys and girls, did these Romans care? Did the soldiers care? They didn't seem to care. Listen, can I ask us a question again in closing? Who's got their arms folded? Because this is really important. I wonder this morning, do you care? Do you care? What about you? Do you think, boys and girls, that God will let people that don't care about God, that don't care about Jesus, that don't care about trusting in Jesus as their Savior, that don't care about asking him to forgive their sin, do you think is God at the end of their lives going to let them into heaven?
No.
The Bible tells us that. So boys and girls, these boys didn't care. But I wonder, what about you? What about you this morning? Do you care? Do you care enough for your own soul to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know, when you ask him to forgive your sin and repent, he will come in. He will forgive your sin and he will take you someday to be with himself. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, there was a man that was spoken to one day by Paul, and he simply told this man how he could get to heaven, how he could have his sins forgiven. He said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Saved. You see, one soldier, it seems they didn't care for these soldiers. But there was another soldier, and he was well up the ranks. He was a centurion. He was in charge of lots of soldiers. And that day, as Jesus died on the cross, and there was darkness over the face of the world, that day, that centurion, he looked And he said, truly this was the Son of God. Some soldiers didn't believe, but that day he believed. He believed truly this was the Son of God. He realized that he was wrong. And he acknowledged Jesus Christ as his Savior, the Son of God. I wonder, will you today, will you acknowledge him? The last 10, we have to move very quickly. And it's a small one. And I see on the side of it, it's not for tea later on. It's not for upstairs, because it says, best before the 1st of March, 1992. Would anybody like the shortbread from 1992? Maybe not. Listen, I'm going to open this one. Well, maybe with a little help from a friend. Quickly. Here we go. Can you open it? Quickly. It's the last one. We need to move fast. Now, look. No, no, don't. Just look in there. What do you see?
Myself.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What do you see? Here, I need you to tell everybody this. What do you see in there?
A mirror.
And who do you see in that?
Me.
Me. He got it right, didn't he? He got it right. You see me. What's your name?
Clark.
Clark. Here, take two.
Thank you.
Well done. You see, we're holding this one up. That's the last one. And if you look in it, what's in the tin? Well, it's a mirror. And if you look in it, you see yourself. I see me. Clark looked in it. He saw himself. And you know, this very last 10, boys and girls, what does this remind us of? This reminds us, if we honestly consider our lives in light of God's word and God's truth, we must admit that we are sinners. We deserve God's punishment. And the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You see, boys and girls, Jesus, why did he come? Anybody know John chapter 3, verse 16? Quickly. John 3, 16. Does anybody know the whole verse? Seriously? Do you know it? You've said it. That's here. Do you know it? Come on up, because this is the answer. This is what we've one more verse to finish with, but this is the answer. Here we go. What's your name?
Hannah.
Right, go for it, Hannah. Give it a wee go there. For God.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Absolutely right. That's the answer. Give her a round of applause. That's amazing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That means not get to heaven, boys and girls, mums and dads. That talks about another place that the Bible calls hell. But this morning, we have up on our screen the answer for heaven. What is it? But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's good news this morning. That's the good news of the gospel this morning. And as we finish with this, I want us just to look at that verse and consider the challenge to you and to me this morning. If you're not saved this morning in the meeting, God commends his love to you, and that while we were yet sinners, there was a day when I recognized my need of a Savior. I asked the Lord to forgive my sin, and it tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus didn't only die, boys and girls, but on the third day he rose, and he is alive forevermore. He is risen. Death is defeated. Will you, in light of that, accept Jesus as the Son of God? Will you accept him as your own and personal Savior? And you might have come in here today lost. You might have come in a sinner. But you can go out forgiven. Why? Because Jesus is alive. You see, at the very end of it all, boys and girls, the death of Jesus involved the Jewish leaders, Pilate, Judas, the Roman soldiers, and me. My sin that nailed him to that cross as well. The ultimate expression of the Father's love for sinners is this, that God, there he is, he commends his love to us. It was God, amazingly, it was God himself who put Jesus to death. It was God's plan of salvation for you and me. And today, he offers you his greatest gift in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that today, this Easter, that you will accept the risen Savior. He is alive. Amen. Thank you.